Morning, Rabbi Isai. So this morning we have the first shir, the first seder in learning Musar after davening. The truth of the matter is that my main purpose is to learn the sefer, to stick to the text, and to try to be very transparent and inject as little of myself into the text. The text speaks for itself. We'll be learning Chayvus Halavavos, and we'll start with the fourth shahr in Chayvus Levavos, the shahr HaBitachon. I just want to preface very briefly that unfortunately sometimes Musar, even yeshivas, is not presented in a way that makes it provoking, interesting, challenging. And Musar has gotten a bad reputation. Somehow the word Musar is usually identified with criticism, putting people down, something harsh. And that is when a Musar shmuz perhaps is more the put together an agglomerate of the personal feelings of the meratzeh, the lecturer. So then, of course, in every situation he has what to say that might be critical. But Pashup Shat and Musar does not mean criticism. The word Musar really means training. Musar means training. The word education would be too broad, and criticism would be incorrect, or even discipline would be sound too harsh. Musar is to direct us and to train us into the right patterns of thought, of speech, and of action. And it's incredible, none of us would dream to take on a job without some job training. And many of us have gone to college for many years to be trained for your profession. You wouldn't think of being a doctor or a lawyer without intensive, ongoing training. And yet, for the science of living properly, which it consumes us day and night, and the purpose, our raison d'etre for being created, so there we somehow feel that we can fly by the seat of our pants, and we'll figure it out as we go along, and we'll figure out how to be good Jews, how to be good parents, how to be good spouses, how to be good citizens. We'll figure it out. And we'll also figure out somewhere in the general how the Rabbi Shalom wants us, what he wants from us. So if we would try to be pilots with that attitude, so we'll go down to Kennedy Airport and ask them we should fly a 747 because I have a good sense of direction. I know I was lost in Manhattan last week, and I had a good sense of direction. I somehow figured out how to get there, how to find my way. So I had such a good sense of direction in Manhattan, I got my way out of this gridlock, so for sure I can fly a 747 because I got a good sense of direction. I got lost in the on 202 and I found my way back to the Palisades. I have a good sense of direction. For states, that's foolish. We need a lot of guidance. The more sophisticated the machinery, the more guidance we need how to run it. And there's nothing more sophisticated in the world than ourselves. We are far more complicated, far more intricate and difficult to fly than a 747 or a stealth bomber. And another metaphor, if you wanted to go to NASA and fly in the skies, we did a lot of training for that, even more than to fly a 747. So we want to fly to Shemayim, to back to the Rabbi Nishalaylam. We need a lot of training and guidance. What are we here for, actually? Which direction should we go, and how do we fly there? So the Rabbi Nishalaylam is a Zaka Klai Yisrael with a wonderful sefer called Chayvos HaLevavos, written by Rabbeinu Bachaya Ibn Fakuda, a Dayan HaSvaradi, lived in Svarad. And he wrote this wonderful sefer where step by step he tells us what the Rabbi Hashem really wants us for, why we were made, and how do we get there. I start with Shahr Bitachon because I think, even though it's the fourth Shahr, it's the one that would really give us an appreciation, number one, of how the sefer works. And number two, it's really Nogei L'maisa. Bitachon is everything. Our whole life is Bitachon, Bitachon, Bitachon. And without Bitachon, we can't move. And I think that we'll gain tremendous benefit out of learning Shahr Bitachon. In the future, maybe we'll buy some Svarim if you want to this is the most, this is a wonderful, it was written originally in Arabic, so it was translated anyway. So the original translation by Rabbi Yehuda ibn Tibbon, the classic one, is not so easy. Different kind. The Hebrew is a little bit more classic. We're not used to it. So there's many good translations in Hebrew today. There's very good ones in English also. The Leif Tov, this particular edition, is excellent. If you want to buy yourselves the Chayvus Levavos and follow along, maybe we'll buy a few more for the shul, I would recommend this one. Maybe we should close another window. It's getting a little bit cold. Shkayach. So he has a Gevalt Ekdom over here, and I'll try to go swiftly, not to go too slow. He says like this: I just finished the Shar of Avodas Elokim, to serve God. But you know, you can't serve God unless you have bitachon. If you have no faith in God, how are you going to serve God? You can only serve God as much as you have faith in the Rabbanu Shlomo. So you got to learn Shar HaBitachon. So before he says, I go into the whole Shar, I have Akdama. And I'm going to explain to you what you're going to gain from bitachon. Number one, through bitachon, you'll al yedei shubateach belekov, k'moy she'evet chayv levtoyach al adoinav, yesh le menuchas hanefesh me'ada ogois. What does everyone want more than anything? To be free of worry. Really, if you think about it, we want freedom of worry. Worry, no one likes to worry. And we know that worry kills us. So the first thing you'll gain from learning about bitachon is you'll learn not to worry. And in that way, yachal is master l'avodas Hashem. If you don't worry about a lot of other things, you have time to give yourself over to avodas Hashem. The afshal le'adam li'as meshuchar mid'agais, elam keinu v'teyach Hashem. A person cannot free himself from worry unless he has bitachon. So you can spend a lot of money going to your shrink and going to your psychiatrist, figuring out why. You go to your financial planner. You think, I know how I'm going to save, no worries. I'm going to go to a financial planner, have a good portfolio, I'll invest in the right things, secure stuff, blue chips, only the blue chips, and I will be free of worry. Absolutely not. There's nobody, not your doctor, not your financial planner. The only person to free you from worry is your rabbi, if he teaches you Chavos Levavos. Otherwise, we're worried people. If he doesn't teach you Chavos Levavos, he's not going to free you either. It's Chavos Levavos. Mipnei shim lo b'teyach belekim, hu b'teyach b'mashu acher. So the Chavos Levavos makes this position. He posits that the nature of human beings is to have faith in somebody else. We're always going to look for security in something outside of ourselves. We have to remember that. Nobody thinks they can make it through life on their own. It's push it. I mean, how can I make it on my own? I got to have money. I've got to have a good health plan, a doctor. I've got to have people and things to help me out. So if you're not b'teyach b'Hashem, you're going to put your bitachon in other physical things. Either people, b'nei adam, or b'asher, your wealth, or your chachma, you think you're so smart, we think we're so smart, or koichai, I'm strong, I have stamina. Everyone believes in something. So you should know one thing. To the extent, and these are all simple things, we know these things, but here we're addressing in an organized way. We've heard these things before. Whoever, the extent that you take away your bitachon Hashem, and you put your faith in your bank, in your stock, in your doctor, in your real estate, your brains, Hashem will take away his hashkacha from you. Hashem says, fine. You want to believe in your Merrill Lynch advisor? You want to believe in your doctor? You want to believe in anybody? You're his, you're not mine. You have a free choice though. We can belong to God or belong to him. And like Yirmiyahu says, Kishtayim rois osa ami. Two bad things Klai Yisrael did. Beginning of Yirmiyahu. Oisi azavu, azvu, mekor mayim chayim. They abandon me, I am a source of living, fresh water. Lach tzav lehem boyreis nishbor. In order to dig for themselves pits, broken pits. So what's the pshat? The Navi Yirmiyah is telling us a gavaltik zach. Hashem is like a Makor Mayim Chayim. If you go to God, just like a Makor Mayim Chayim, a fountain just flows, there's no problems. Life flows beautifully. Hashem is a Makor Mayim Chayim. So the first mistake Klal Yisrael did was, they're fools, they're crazy. Hashem is a constant flow of health, of wealth, of happiness, and they said, nah, we don't see it, we don't like it. And then they went and they worked, lachzoif, no means to lachzoif, to take pickaxes and to break through stone, to make a bore, to make some kind of a pit, to catch the water from the sky. But you know, they worked so hard with the pickaxe to break into the bedrock. They have a cistern, a nice rock-lined cistern, that they actually broke the cistern. It's boris nishboris. Second mistake. They thought they're getting a great, wonderful thing. Number one, they're working so hard. Number two, what they have is not waterproof. It's broken. It leaks out. So they thought, it's so great. I'm going to invest in this tremendous investment. I'll get so rich. There's a big leak in it, because no investment is perfect. No, it doesn't work that way. So my son called from Israel about 2 months ago. His relatives told him, Simcha, you got to invest. There's a stock. We got a tip for you. Do we have a tip for you? It's foolproof. We have inside information. And invest what you got in this. This is it. This is the stock. My son has one rule, though. My kids all have one rule. They don't do anything with their money important without speaking to their tati. Baruch Hashem. So should I do it, Abba? I said, what? This felt like stock tips in the world. You got a stock tip. I can give you 3,000. You know, I have lots of smart stock friends. A stock tip. But it's a guaranteed absolute. There's nothing guaranteed in the world. It's the only thing one guaranteed. If you sit and learn, then you're at the Makor Mayim Chayim, and that's what you're there for, to have an unfettered, uncluttered mind. Just sit and learn. That's the Makor HaBracha. Money, you're lacking something today? Is felt as guilt? No, but if I get this on my future, I'll have money, I'll buy a house, I'll have a... Do you have money for today, for this week? You're okay? In the foreseeable future, you got a problem paying your rent? I'm fine. So what are you drinking a cup? There's nothing guaranteed. Everything in this world is a boyer's nishbarim. Everything has a catch to it. There's nothing guaranteed. You're a youngster, you don't know that. Nothing is guaranteed. So it's a great stock, Doc. It was a wonderful stock. You want the name? Yeah, I'll give you it later on. It's a great stock. The only one problem is, stock was great, but the market was lousy. So the stock plummeted down, and the people with the money in, mamish, they ran so fast, they lost plenty. Stock was great, but there's a crack in the whole market. The whole market collapsed. So what's helping is the grace of stock. There's nothing guaranteed. So leaving the Rabbeinu Shlom is two ra'ois. Number one, how foolish. The Rabbeinu Shlom is a Makor Mayim Chayim. Makor Mayim Chayim. And if you go any place else, you're working hard, you're schwitzing, you're doing all kinds of crazy ishtadlus, and what you have is a bor nishbur, it's a brach and a zach. You're breaking yourself. As you're digging it, you're cracking it, you're undermining the integrity of the stone. And it says in Tillim, Vayamiras Kvoidam B'tavna Shorei Chaleisev, that Klal Yisrael exchanged their covet, the glory, the Rabbeinu Shlom at Har Sinai for an ox eating grass. That's what the eagle was. It's a gold. It was gold. If anything, was gold. But it's an ox eating grass. Anything that's not the Rabbeinu Shlom is just nothing more than a cow. Or it's a ferret. It's a horse. And Yirmiyahu makes it even stronger, says the Chavetz Chavos. Orur ha-gever she-yiftach ba-adam v'sam basar zroyoy. Cursed is the man. It's a curse. Cursed is the man who puts his faith in man. V'sam basar zroyoy. And he puts his strength into flesh. And he takes his heart away from Hashem. And the Meshulach came to me last night. As I was learning this, preparing this, Meshulach came to me. A Tyre Yid, a Hasidah Shefela from Yerushalayim, I know him for 20 years. He's a Chassid. He's a fine Jew. But this Yid, he goes around collecting, and you know, a lot of, it's for himself, it's for a Maisa, it's a lot for himself. It's fine. A lot for himself. He needs money. His nechasna is fine. But this guy is all over the world. I was in South Africa. He was there this summer. He's there. I go to Miami. He's there. I haven't gone to Australia yet because I don't want to travel that far. I get invited to Australia. Who wants to travel 30 hours on the plane? Australia, he's there. This man is a globetrotter. He's a very nice man. A lot of frequent flyer miles. Like, see, he comes to me last night, catches him. He always catches me, Parshas Noach. Like, somehow Parshas Noach always catches me. I'm trying to lock myself in the shul here, and a guy somehow finds me here, knocks. Okay, here he is. Nice, wonderful person. I see he's pale. He must be in his 60s already. He's pale, he's tired. I say, what are you running around so much? He says, well, I gotta make a chasna, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. But I said, but you're just running around too much. You have to go to the whole world? Go to one place. As far as I'm concerned, you can stay home in Yerushalayim and just make a few phone calls. Isn't it totally in the Rabbanu Shalom? But how's it gonna come in? I mean, the Rebbe Taka told me I should stay home. I said, find the Shalom, find the chasna you are. The Rebbe said, stay home, and you're running around. But how's it going to, and this is an Erlech Yid, mind you, he's not a Pashta fellow, he's a fine fellow. But you get into this groove that there's money out there, and you're going to go here, and you're gonna, I said, Rabbanu Shalom, is the money from me, or is it from the Rabbanu Shalom? I'll tell you right now, I'm giving you less. It's guaranteed, for sure. Because you're only Chayzer L'Psachim. You're collecting around there, I like you very much. But the whole thing is telling the Siyas Chayim. It's telling that Hashem says that to the giver, give the fellow. Now one fellow, how much need to make? $60,000. Believe me, with one phone call, you can make it no problem whatsoever. I'm not going to tell you a story right now, the famous story about this, but I told him, I'm telling you, it's from the Rabbanu Shalom. It's not from me, it's not from the next guy. If you have koya, whatever, I'm telling you, you're tired, it's not for you, you think it's bad for your heart, go home. But how am I going to get the money? How am I going to get, you don't get the money, it's sent to you by the Rabbanu Shalom, understand? It's sent to you by the Rabbanu Shalom. He's mishtadl a little bit. I said, listen, I'm going to give you a big donation. I don't have my checkbook. But I'm going to give you, I went down, we have an extra chavis. So I said, listen, here, it doesn't take long. Read the Shaar B'Tochen. You read Hebrew nicely. Believe me, it's easy. Go home, eat Malava Malka. It's a long night tonight. I take the Sefer with you. I'll get back. You're staying another part of Muncie. I'll get it. Don't worry. Take it, and this is my matana to you right now. Read Shaar HaBitochen. You'll save yourself a lot of koyach and a lot of help. So you appreciate it in the end. You taka realize what's with me. I'm Oyved Hashem. I sit. I go to the shmuzen from the Rebbe. We sing. But Avoid Hashem is chayvus levavus. Ora gever, cursed is that's a curse, and the curse is the life himself is cursed. Cursed is the man who puts his faith in another man. Al mishavetech b'Hashem kosev. Yirmiyahu says the opposite. Baruch hagever, asher yiftach badoinoi v'hoya adoinoi miftachoi. Blessed is the person. And now gever means really a gever, as opposed to Adam or Ish, is a gever is a mediocre person. He's not a big, great guy. You don't have to be a great person to be Baal B'Tochen. This is the biggest mistake. People think a Baal B'Tochen, that's for big people. Just like, it's actually fakert. Bigger people are, sometimes they confuse themselves with all kinds of cheshbonos. A Baal B'Tochen can be just a gever. A gever means just an ordinary human being. Ordinary human being. But Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach B'Hashem V'Hoy Hashem Miftachoi. And it says, until him, Ashrei Agever Shesom Adonai Miftachoi, V'loi Pono El Rehovim V'Shotei Chozov. Fortunate is the man, Gliklich is the man, who puts his bitachon in Hashem, he invests in Hashem, V'loi Pono El Rehovim V'Shotei Chozov. He doesn't turn to other arrogant ways and stupidities which are lies. Shotei Chozov Shtuyot, stupidities which are deceitful and will turn against you. And it's guaranteed, the Chavos will explain later on, the more you have bitachon in a human being, it's guaranteed he will turn against you. One of the most powerful things he says later on is that any person you believe in, or anything you believe in, if you believe in that, that becomes your personal avodah zarah, becomes your idol. And idols have to be destroyed. So it's guaranteed it's going to be destroyed. It's a guaranteed destruction because this becomes your avodah zarah. If a person believes in his wisdom, he's so smart, he's such a good investor, or he believes in his strength, I'm such a good worker, I'm so good in my hands, I'm such a good artist, I'm such a good writer, and he believes in his charitzas, his status, I'm such a street smart guy, he's going to work for nothing, he'll get weakened, it's not going to happen. Like it says in Iyov, Lochet Chachomim Be'orma. The Rabbanu Shalom traps the smart guys, the wise guys, Be'ormam, in their own cleverness. The wise guys are trapped in their own cleverness. They think they're so clever. Oh, the wise guy, I have a chap. Loicheid chachomim ba'armam. Hashem traps the smart guys, the wise Alex, in their own cleverness. And it says in Koheles, Shafti v'ra'oi tach zashemesh. Says Koheles, Shlom HaMelech, I returned and I saw under the sun. Kiloy lakalam ha'meiritz. It is not to the swift goes the race. It's a famous pasuk. V'loy la'gibarim ha'muchama. Not to the strong goes the battle. V'gam loy la'chachomim lechem. And not the wise get bread. I know so many smart people who have no money and have no bread. So Shlomo HaMelech said, there's no corollary between my skills and advantages and my success. It says in Tehillim, Lamedaled, we say it on every Shabbos, Kfirim Rashu V'Ra'evu. The young lions, which are the strongest in the pack in the jungle, the Kfirim Rashu V'Ra'evu. The youngest lions are seen as the best hunters. There's many that die of starvation. Hashem makes things happen that the herds go in other directions. V'dorshi Adonai lo yachzeru kol toiv. But those who search only for Hashem, and their search in life is not for food, but for their Bnei Shalom, lo yachzeru kol toiv. They shall lack for nothing. Not just food, they will not lack in kol toiv. Imu b'tei b'roiv ashroi, if a person believes in this great wealth, yukach mimeno oisher, fu yavr le'acher. If you believe in your money, the money will be taken away from you and will go to other people. Like it says, Eov, Osher Yishkav, Vlo Yosef, Einov, Vlo Yosef, Einov Pokach Veinenu. The Osher goes to sleep and he thinks he has a lot of money. He opens his eyes up in the morning and he looks at the paper, help, I'm bankrupt. And it says in Mishlei, Al Tiga Lehashir, don't be miyageya to get rich. You can work, everyone should work, but don't horva. Don't be a what they call a schwitzer. Don't schwitz. Al tiga lahashir. Don't schwitz to get rich. You do what you have to do. Don't schwitz. Certainly don't break any laws. Don't cheat. Cheating is the biggest schwitzing. Don't lie. Don't cheat. Don't do shtick. It's not necessary. It is counterproductive because it shows you're believing in your shtick and not in the Rabbeinu Shlom. You're believing in the shtick and not in the Rabbeinu Shlom. There's no bigger miyageya than shtick and petty theft. Al tiga lahashir. Mi binoscha chadal. Desist from your own brains. Every day in the morning you say, I'm going to work today. I'm going to do my best. I'm not going to schwitz. I'm not going to work. I'm not going to work till I'm exhausted. I'm not going to do dreidlach. And Hashem, give me siyata shmai. Hashem, my success does not depend on my brains. It doesn't depend on my skill or my hands. It depends on siyata d'shmaya. Share siyata d'shmaya. Mi binoscha chodal. Desist from your own cleverness. And it says in Mishlei HaToyev, Einecha boi veinenu. Your own wisdom can just fly away. You blink, it's gone. You thought you're so smart, and suddenly you did something so stupid. And it says, Yirmiyo, oise oise v'loi b'mishpat. A person who makes wealth, but not according to the law. The person does something against the law. That's why he got rich. By half his days, it will abandon and desert him. It looks great for a while, but it's just a smokescreen to fool you. Hashem is testing you. And as the Chavos says later on, there's different reasons why Hashem gives a person wealth. Some people talk it's a gift, but some people, many people, says the Chavos, the wealth is either a punishment. Money can be a punishment. Because Hashem is lulling you into, yeah, everything's great, I'm a great guy, and Hashem is paying you up in this world. So wealth can be often a punishment from the Rabbi Shalom. Hashem is paying you up here. Number one, he's not going to get, you have nothing left in Olam Haba. Number two, he's fooling you into thinking he likes you. Or the wealth can be a test. How are you going to deal with the wealth? It can be a test, not a punishment, a test. And for some special people, the wealth is a gift. They pass the test, so Hashem says, oh, this man knows how to handle his money, he should sit and learn, he should teach other people, I'm going to give him money so he should teach others, whatever. So there's three different ways the wealth can come. If it's Shalei B'Mishpat, you'll know yourself, if you know yourself that it was not Erlich money, you can be sure, don't even think twice, it's going to be gone. B'chatzi yom of Yazvenu, by half your days, it's going to be gone. And, but it's not true, Rabbi. Because I know a lot of people who got the money not erlich and they took it with them to the grave. Oh, it's gavaldik kasha. He's a big kasha. Everyone's smiling. See the chavos, I see they're all smiling. We know guys who got not erlich and they didn't lose their money. Ah, everyone's smiling over here. Zog the chavos of avos, he bevarns it and says, the gamim yiskayim oish v'yaday. If you keep the money, hulo yuchal lehonos mimenu, he won't enjoy it. He won't enjoy it b'chatz yomav. You'll have such sorrows, you'll have health problems, family problems, other problems. What's the tachlis? You won't enjoy anything. You won't enjoy your money. You will not enjoy the money. Finish. You're not going to enjoy the money. Not going to enjoy the money. Kemo shomer shlomo ha-melech, ish asher yiten lo elohim oisher nechasim, v'lo yashliten lo elohim lechem imenu. In Koheles, chapter 6, Shlomo ha-melech says, that sometimes we see people, I've seen this at Shlomo, people who God gives them a lot of wealth and real estate, but God doesn't give them the power and the privilege to enjoy it. So therefore, a person should say to himself, money is an absolute, it's not mine, it's from the Rebbein Shlomo. I'll take what he gives me, I don't have to steal, I don't have to be shtick. If it's coming to me, the little ishtadlis, it's going to come. Why isn't it come to me? For only one way, because Hashem wants me to have it. It's not going to come because I want it, and I'm doing shtick, and I'm breaking laws, and I'm doing all kinds of zachen. It's not going to happen. Money is a pikadon from the Rebbein Shlomo. Money is on deposit to us from Hashem, and like the famous marshal, we are no more, we're just like the tellers in the bank. Telling the bank handles with millions of dollars a day, giving out money, but he has absolutely nothing for himself. It's just in and out. He's just handling the money. It's his job. It doesn't, he cannot take one penny right into jail. Embezzlement. Right into jail. So too, the money will come to us because Hashem sends the guy to give me money. Hashem's going to deposit with me through somebody else. It's guaranteed. Does the guy, does the teller in the bank have to do anything to bring customers in? The customers just drop in. Why did the customer drop in? Hashem put in the brand to go to the New York bank. But there's nothing to do with the teller. There's no shaykhs to the teller. It's not because he's so good looking or so smart. The teller, people give money to the teller to deal with the money. Hold on to it, do it, invest it, put it. What? So the money is only a pikadon. If you're zoyche, so Hashem will give you the money, and of course, when Hashem makes you a teller, so you have the right to take a nice salary for yourself. That's part of the privilege. Hashem's tellers get paid a lot of money. They get a nice salary. Hashem says, me, you can give back 10%, 20%. I give you 80% salary. 20% is even better than 10%. 10% is also good. You get a 90% salary for yourself, meiser, and even the 90% that you get for yourself, tzedakah, you give 10%. But the 90% also, you live a different kind of a lifestyle, a godly type of lifestyle. And I'm only giving you the money as long as I want to give it to you. When I want to take it back, I'm going to take it right back. This is on-demand deposits. So, Zot Koheles, Lachoyte Nosan Inyan Lesef, Elichnois, Losef, Letoiv, Lefnei Elohim. Koheles says, to the sinner, Hashem gives him a Mishagas, an Inyan, that he should gather money. Hashem make a sinner, the Rasha, gather money, Lesef, Lichnois, so that in the end, all the money he has, he should give away to a tzaddik. Losses Latoy Lefnei Elohim. He doesn't even realize he's collecting money, stingy on himself, he's not, and he's gonna spend his whole life so some lady was investing money since 1945 for 40, 50 years, and she gave nothing to herself, and this lady gave away $20 million to a yeshiva. It was given to give away. And Yoav says Zechelik Adam Rasha, Im Yitzbor Kaaser offer Kesef, Tikachimer Yachin Malbush, Yachin Vitzadik Yilbush, the Kesef Noki Yachlik. Says Eoiv also that if the Russia gathers money and gathers nechasim and goods and jewels and clothing, you should know that often he's not going to enjoy it. He's so stingy. He's so selfish. He has so little faith in the market that this guy's going to collect and collect and collect money, and he's not going to enjoy it himself. And the end, he's only preparing for a tzaddik, yachin, v'tzaddik yilbash, v'kesef naki yaklo. And when the money goes to the tzaddik, it becomes cleansed. The tzaddik is a laundering machine, taka. We believe in laundering money. You launder the Russia's money, gets laundered, but it's used by a tzaddik, the money gets laundered. So you can tell the world that in this shul, the Rav advocates money laundering. If you want a money laundering shop, come to Kiel's Beis Avraham, we launder money over here. The way is that it's taken from the Russia and goes to a tzaddik. If you're talking gam, he says, you know, money can also be goyim ra'asa, evolved the nashi. You know, money is very dangerous because money can eventually destroy you. Like it says in Kehelet, Yesh ro choyle ra'isi tachas ha-shamesh, oysher shomer le-ba'alav le-ra'asai, there is evil under the sun, money that's available to its owners for their ra. If they wouldn't have the money, they wouldn't be able to be addicts, they wouldn't be able to become drunkards, they wouldn't be able to go to live a profligate life. The money is for their evil. The money is mamash, a punishment. Money can be a gewaltige punishment. And some people are addicts at making more money. Some people are addicted to luxuries. The money can be oisher, shomer, lebala, lerasai. So therefore, my bottom line is, says Chayot Levavis, that a person without bitachon cannot have any menuchas nefesh. Don't think. So he's addressing what we all believe. We believe that money would solve all of our problems. If we just had enough money, you hear the rabbi say every week, it's not true, but we all know that even after what I'm telling you right now, if I give you the check, if I offered you a check for, what do you need to be secure today? $100 million, we have $1 million, bupkis. $100 million check, the lottery, or bitachon, we would still all take the $100 million check. But the Chavos says, no, we'd be making a big mistake, because bitachon is better than money in the bank. And I'll just conclude this pre-hakdama here. He says, another tellus of the bitachon and the avodas Hashem is that if you serve Hashem, you don't serve other people. Oh, this is gewaltig. And you will not have your faith in other people. So every one of us has, we're totally in the board of directors, we're totally in our boss, we're totally in someone, in our customers, we're totally in our clients. We all have people we need for our life. One bad word to the boss over there, you're fired from your job. Every one of us has to fawn. Every one of us be a sycophant to somebody. To our customers, you gotta be nice to your customers, you gotta send a nice, for Xmas even, you gotta send your guys to your customers, and we have to be nice to everybody, even our workers, we have to be nice. I can't lose the secretary, she's so important to me. We spend our whole life as people pleasers. The person who's boteya belehim, you will not serve human beings. And you will not look for people for help all the time. And you won't look to be maitzechein b'neim. You won't look to find favor in people's eyes all the time. And you won't be machnif them. You won't give false flattery to people. And you won't say yes to them when you know it's no. And you won't say yes. Oh, sure, yeah, yeah. You won't yaskim l'daitam b'dvorim hamanugadim l'avoyas l'him. You won't say yes, yes, yes. We know it's wrong, 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 wrong. Especially when people are doing things against their banish law. And you know you should give them musr and tell them they're wrong. You say, that's okay, it's okay. Well, I know you made the money for the chilul Shabbos. But you know, actually, if you're giving the money to my yeshiva, we'll launder it for you, you know. I'm not going to criticize your chilul Shabbos because, you know, I put it through my laundry machine, right? And then the rabbi said that if you give it to the shul, it's a good cause, it's clean money. So it's fine. Lo yifach mehem, you won't be afraid of them. You won't be afraid of people fighting with you. You won't be afraid of quarreling with you. You'll be a strong, courageous person. The person that's bitachon is a really independent person. He's not dependent on people. And he will not look for taivas. He won't look for any taivas whatsoever. He won't even drop hints. You know, I could use this, I could use that. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. And he's a sweet little guy, but he's so conniving. The Baitei of Hashem is avoiding taivas. Because I'm looking for a taiva from you, why should I get it from you? I can get it from the Rebbein Shlom. And with Rebbein Shlom, there's no strings attached. Now there's no strings attached, it's a mitzvah. When I go to the Rebbein Shlom, I daven to him, there's no strings attached. I don't got to send Rebbein Shlom a Chanukah card. I don't got to call him up before Shoshana. I don't got to be nice to Rebbein Shlom. I don't send him his birthday card. I'm going to call him for his birthday. I don't got to travel to Israel for his daughter's chasna and be here for 12 hours and then run right back to America because I'm such a good friend of his. Shneimel, you want to get something out of the guy. I don't have to run to Eretz Yisrael for his chasna because I want to find favor in his eyes. You should not look at the good for types of people. Shalai yitztarech letroyach b'chvoidam. Because if you look for taivas, you're going to have to be matriach later on as a price. There's no free lunches. You're going to have to matriach in their covet. Because then when they invite you to come someplace or go someplace, I'm being honored in San Francisco by the ACLU. Rabbi, you want to make sure, you got to be there, Rabbi, you're a good buddy, you know. Make sure you're there at the schlep to San Francisco because he's being honored by the ACLU this year or something, or somebody else. I don't really want to go over there, but I'm not interested in the least. But look, I get taivas from the guy. So it's bad news. Don't look to be machnef people. Very bad thing to do. So the best thing is don't look to money and don't look to people. A Baal Bitachon doesn't have all these daigas. Okay, everybody. So we'll continue this next week. Mitzvah Hashem.